earlier about the education program and how the trapping organizations are really excited about the education side of things and the support that they're bringing forward for this as well. And Tanaya is really the coordinator and the person making this happen. So it's with great pleasure to turn this over tonight and give you a briefing on the education program side of things as well. Tanaya?
Tanaya Bethke, Division Staff Specialist. Good afternoon. I can't say I've ever had my name come up this much in one commission meeting, but that's pretty exciting. I just want to talk a little bit about our education program. It's a statewide initiative that we are excited about, and it's in support of the Second Century Initiative. Just to break it down for you, I believe in front of you, you've got the schedule that we've laid out. On that schedule, we've got the 13 classes that are part of round one of our education program. We scheduled classes across the state to roll out in April that anybody can engage in. And that's for any age group. We ask that youth were accompanied by parents so that we're not teaching a trapping education class in isolation. We want parents to support those youth if they were to engage in this activity on their own. We also want follow through. And so that was one of the initiatives that we made sure we included. We also have adults engaging in this, young adults, retirees, families without children. And so we're reaching out to all the populations that we can reach with this program. As I mentioned, we've got 13 classes. Each class is open to at least up to 20 participants. You have to have at least 5 folks to sign up. And at this point, all of our classes have at least 5 folks, and many of them have maxed out at 20 participants. So in those areas where we've had quite a few folks sign up, we're also already planning a second round of classes. And the interest for those classes will drive future initiatives. So right now, it's basic live trapping content. And if folks are showing interest in snaring, for example, or dog-proof traps, we'll be able to develop future classes with that content based on their interest and demand. The classes themselves are being held in partnership. We're working very closely with education staff as well as WDM staff. So every class is met by expertise from our WDM, our wildlife damage specialist folks, and education folks. So we get a couple of different ways to reach out to those people and design the content. Together with that partnership, we also work together with the South Dakota Trappers Association and the Fur Harvesters, and that's been a really fun partnership. It's given us a great opportunity to address some of the concerns about developing responsible stewards of the land and of our natural resources, and making sure that we're incorporating that sense of responsibility into our students. The content for the class covers everything from ethics to natural history. We talk about the history of trapping for First Nations people, as well as the beginning of the economy in our country. Setting traps, we talk about tips and tricks, humane dispatch, non-target species and how to release them. We talk a lot about stewardship, morals, and getting people outside as a whole family activity. And that's been really fun. We had our first class last night, and I've had a chance to touch base with Keith Winterstein about it, and he just had some great stories about the interest that's driving this class and what people are hoping to do as they go out into the field engaging in this activity for the first time for many of them. And that's pretty neat. If you get a chance to talk to Keith, he's got a lot of great information. We talked a lot about mentorship with this program. Through our hunting and our fishing programs, we offer mentorship through the Powder Hook app, which is a digital format for mentorship. So we send people, both mentors and mentees, to Powder Hook. And that gives them the opportunity to meet up with sportsmen in their community who can help spread more information about how to engage in outdoor recreation. And those relationships are really important, and we didn't want trapping to be any different than that. So through our classes, we're guiding our graduates to go to Powder Hook, and we're also driving sportsmen groups to go to Powder Hook so that we can continue those relationships outside of our classes. And we had a lot of youth interest. It's a digital app, and that's pretty exciting for folks. And I know Commissioner Phillips, before you ask any questions about measuring, I want to make sure we address that right up front. Measuring success has been part of this conversation from the beginning. We want to make sure that we're having our desired impact. And some of the ways that through education specifically we plan on doing that are measuring the interest in future spinoff classes, so that conversation is part of our classes and it's ongoing. And so seeing how many people are just engaging in the educational effort itself, and if we can increase that number. We're talking about increasing license sales. We can track our participants through the licensing system and see whether we had an impact there. We can measure our mentorship connections. Because it's a digital app, PowderHook gives us an insight into how many people are seeking mentorship through the app. So we can measure how many people have gone in to seek information, and we can measure how many mentors have engaged with mentees in the program. And then last but not least, we have a pre and post survey that our participants are receiving. So we can find out if they ever trapped before the class, and if they engage in trapping after the class, what their experience has been, what their perceptions are, and whether we've had an impact on those things. You know, a goal of all of our classes is to generate folks who will independently pursue that activity after we've engaged with them. And so the next level classes are important for this as well, and interest for that will drive future initiatives and future plans for other classes. You know, we're concerned about the current generation and the next generation, and so we want to make sure that we're meeting the needs of those people and the knowledge and skills that they need to be successful in the field and to be responsible while they're doing that. As a side note, we've also addressed and reached out to 4-H groups across the state, and we'll be working with them and to develop some trapping content for 4-H on a county level. So that's new, that's ongoing, but we'll have some updates for you hopefully in the future on that front. And with that, if you have any questions, I'd love to entertain them.
Questions? Nope. Thank you.
Thank you.
Very much. So let's